members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
Hey, Rob, how are we doing?
I'm doing just fine. As I've started with all the coaches this morning, talk about how your preseason practice has gone, and is your team pretty healthy going into the opener on Thursday?
Yeah, knock on wood. We got a little bit, a couple more practices to get through before we can determine, the final health piece. But we've had a very good training camp. Kids have worked extremely hard, fought through the conditions, and ready to go.
Obviously, this season opening with a conference game and a tough one at that against Delaware. Opening with a conference game, how much does that add kind of to the urgency of your preparation, or does it hit, do you find it, does it help add focus to the preseason practice?
I think the focus is not an issue. I mean, you get ready to play any football game, your focus should be there in any practice during training camp. But when you're talking about the stakes at hand in the first opening game of the season, that you've got to be ready to play championship-level football if you're going to have an opportunity to chase the championship. And this game's very big for both us and Delaware. And, the thing you're trying to avoid more than anything else is the first game mistakes that usually have a chance to go against a non-conference opponent, which doesn't have the conference standing bearings. But our kids are really excited about it. We get on the bus on Wednesday morning and cruise on down to Delaware and get ready to play at 7:05.
We're here with Rhode Island head coach Jim Fleming. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. I want to take a look at both sides of the ball, and we'll start on the offense where you have eight starters back, and including your quarterback, Juwan Lawson, who started the last, I think, five games last season. How has he improved from year one to year two, and how are you feeling about your offense heading into the season?
I feel really good about our offense. We went through it with the kids this morning. I mean, we've got a lot of returning guys, as you already mentioned. The one position that we haven't been battle tested is at the running back spot, but I feel like we have good answers there, and they've been doing some really good things in training camp. In regards to Juwan, I mean, anytime you have a guy who's been in the program for now, a year and a month, really. I mean, it's when he walked on campus last year, established himself as a starting quarterback. We've been walking in this year as opposed to many, where that's been a determined factor since spring practice on. And, I'm excited. Juwan has continued to improve in terms of mechanically and fundamentally and understanding of our offense. And really expecting big things from him. He gives us a leadership component that we haven't really had at the position in any long-term stretch. So I think that Juwan is set up to really have a good year. We've got to be able to make sure we protect him and allow him to do his thing.
Have a media question in queue if you'll get that for us, Tamika.
You have a question from the line of Kevin Trezzolini with Delaware.
Hey, Coach, how you doing? Kevin Trezzolini, DelawareOnline.com here.
Hey, Kevin.
I mean, hey, how you doing? Looking forward to seeing you guys on Thursday. You guys have made steady progress since you've been there, and now you really kind of have a veteran team, older guys. I sometimes kind of hate to use the term, turn the corner, but do you feel like, you kind of have the program now where you wanted it, where you envisioned it when you, when you came to Rhode Island?
Yeah, I mean, I've always envisioned, just in terms of the experiences I've had to be, have more wins in the column at this point in time. But when you sit back and try to look at it from a mature set of eyes, which unfortunately I'm getting more and more mature by the day, but, we are where we want to be. I mean, we've got a very talented football team that, has the opportunity to do good things. Now it's a question of us not so much walking on the field, measuring our talent. I think our talent is plenty good enough to be competitive and win in this league. Now it's a question of playing good football. So, I think that, we've made steady progress. I thought we've left over the last 2 years probably 6 to 7 football games out on the football field through mistakes or, bad play at times, and we've got to tighten that up and understand that we own our responsibility, each and every one of us, to do our jobs best we can and go out and play with great passion and energy, and
and weather the storms of the 60-minute battles we have ahead of us. And if we're able to do that and do that with a consistent approach, I'm really looking forward to seeing if this can be a breakthrough year and get this program back where, you know, we wanted to be when we took it over back in 14.
What are some of the strengths that Delaware has that will make that difficult for you guys on Thursday night, do you feel like? I know you haven't seen him for a couple of years and you haven't played him since Danny's been there, but, you know, what are some of the good things that Delaware does that will make that tough for you guys?
Yeah, I think their defense is salty. I think that they're very, you know, from what we're able to see, and I'm sure there's new pieces that we haven't seen, you know, as most first-year, you know, everybody advances their schemes. But they play very, very strong on defense last year. They run the ball well. They, you know, seem to have a very good understanding of their schemes. And, you know, that's going to be a big test for our offense. You know, again, we don't know a lot about their guys up front. We know what they lost last year, and those were very, very good players. And if they've got guys that are equal to them, I mean, that's a testimony to their recruiting. But, you know, the thing that we really got to end up doing is getting out and playing well, and we respect their defense tremendously. Offensively, it's a big unknown. You know, we know the Keo kid. We know, you know, we've seen the Caruso kid, and we know about the guy from BC. But, you know, Keo, we recruited, you know, he's a good player. It's interesting to see him in live action. And then there's some replacements there that we're concerned about. But they've got a lot of backs that can run at you, their physical group. And it seems like if they stay what they did last year, they have a very good understanding of how they want to attack people on defense. And they want to run the rock, get the play actions, and you know, manage the game, so let their defense and special teams go. So there's concerns everywhere, but you know, no more, no less than any other opponent we play in the CA each week.
Hey, Coach, I haven't seen your depth chart yet, but if I could ask you about a young man from Delaware, how is Amir Dorsey fitting in for you guys so far?
We're watching him right now in practice right now, working on some punt return, on some kickoff return stuff, and he's you know, he's fitting well. You know, he's a, you know, junior college player that, you know, really embraced the opportunity he has. He's walking into a position that has a lot of depth, and you know, but he's been steady making plays all the way through training camp. I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing what we can develop over the course of the year and then into next year. So we're thrilled to have him. He's a good kid and good player.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate your time. See you Thursday.
All right, sounds good.
Jim, before I let you go, just a quick look at your defense, which has 8 starters back, certainly an improved group, and what have you seen from them so far in camp?
Yeah, they like the rest of our team, are just extremely hardworking group. And, you know, I think that as long as we're, you know, any time you go through processes over and over again, you know, first, second, third time of installs for a lot of these guys, you know, the understanding of our scheme is more elaborate, and they understand exactly what they need to do and how they need to fit. And then it's a question, like every defense, being able to get yourself aligned properly, get the call, and then be able to put yourself in your eyes in the right spot. If we're able to fit things, I think we're physically enough, you know, we're physical enough to be able to, you know, do some damage on defense. But, you know, that's all left to be seen, how it goes when the lights come on, and really looking forward to seeing how it unfolds for us. We've got good talent of kids out there that can run, and we just got to get to the game, you know, and execute at a high level and fly around and knock people back.
All right, Jim, thanks as always for your time this morning. Great catching up, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Okay, Rob, thank you.
All right, thank you.